Sure.
Welcome to the Internet Advisor, your place for answers to your computer questions since 1998, with your co-hosts Gary Baker and Foster Brown and their team of tech experts. The door is always open at internetadvisor.net on Facebook and through Twitter. But right now it's time to get you in touch with your helpful hosts on this week's edition of Internet Advisor.
Welcome to the Internet Advisor. Hi, I'm Foster Brown, and we've got a great group of people in studio here to answer your questions, because that's what we're going to be doing today. We've got a room full of tech experts just waiting to sink their teeth into your problem. So let me give you the phone number, because that's what this program is going to be entirely about, your calls. 800-859-0957. Again, 800-859-0957. Start calling right now. We'll get some answers. Hello once again, and thank you for joining us here on the Internet Advisor. As you know, probably know, if you've been listening to WJR for a while, during the spring and summer months, we are regularly heard at this period of time, 4 to 6 o'clock, on Saturday afternoons and evenings. What happens, however, is when the sports season starts, we're often preempted by football games, which has been the case for the last few months, and basketball is about to start with Michigan State University. So what I decided to do is, this is one of the few Saturdays that we're on live on our flagship station, WJR in Detroit. So you folks who are listening to us right now on 760 AM, welcome. And what we've decided to do today is to make this kind of a question and answer marathon. What we normally do is the first hour is spent talking to people who are experts about some topic. It could be about drones, it could be about security, anything under the sun. And then our second hour, from 5 to 6 o'clock, is when we open up our phone lines to you to call in with your questions about your computer, about the internet, whatever device you may have. And what we're going to do today is make this an entire open line question and answer marathon, which means you're going to have an hour and a half to ask your questions. And so here's the number, 800-859-0957. Call that number right now, and please don't do what a lot of people do, is they wait until the end before they get in with their question. Call right now. And whether you're listening to us in Toledo and Detroit, Ann Arbor, wherever you happen to be listening to us, if you have a question about your computer, we got some great folks in studio here to answer your questions. Mr. Gary Baker, who is here. Good to have you as always, Gary.
It's great to be here and looking forward to answering questions for a whole hour and a half.
An hour and a half of it. Eddie Rudell is here as well. Ed, good to have you in studio.
I got my jogging shorts and sweater. I'm all set. I'm ready for this workout.
And we're delighted to have Shane Hamlin with us. Shane,
that means an extra hour of work I got to do, right?
Oh.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right.
Shane,
that's
normally
double
is,
the work.
He's out there with his...
You will double your pay.
Okay.
With his shop, normally, answering questions where people come in, helping them to get their new computers or their old computers running. And so we're delighted to have Shane here to help to answer questions as well. And that number again is 800-859-0957. You are the star. You make this happen. And as we always say, the only dumb question is the one you don't ask. All right? So make sure that you get that question to us right now. 800-859-0957. We're standing by. Eric Dortz is there. He's just waiting to get hold of that first call and get it on the air with us.
It's nice to be back live, right?
It is.
And we were actually live last week, too.
Yeah,
2 weeks in a row.
That's right. 2 weeks in a row. It's been a lot of fun. Not a lot of going on this week in technology that I could see out there. I did see something that kind of surprised me. Now, this is only one company making the report, but it was that Apple apparently has ousted Amazon and Roku to become the leading set-top box, TV set-top box. That surprises me.
And I'm sorry. Did you get that information?
Well, it's let's see. It just
so like everybody else, we tell
Slice
them.
Slice Intelligence is the company.
Oh, of course.
Now,
owned by whom?
Well, as they say, it's 31% of their Apple now owns 31% of their streaming market. In other words, these are people apparently who are their their clients, etc.
And
et cetera.
They do a show on Apple, I'll bet. Oh, you know. So, yeah,
I don't know.
So
I don't
what we
know.
Tell people is, obviously, when you read something today, there's not gatekeepers on the internet like, you know, editors and whatnot in a television news show or a radio news show or a newspaper. So you got to use 3-4 different sources, and hopefully they don't use the same, you know, main source, right, for their information.
Yeah, they're all at someone else's blog.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, one blog, and they feed 4 sources, and you check all 4 of them, and they must be right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, that's
so one, we don't know if it's true or not.
That was one thing. And Ed, you were saying just before we came on the air, too, that you saw that Microsoft is stopped offering unlimited storage to its users.
To its OneDrive.
To its OneDrive users.
Yep. And so basically, Microsoft offered OneDrive. So if you get the Office 360 as an individual, maybe a student edition or whatever, they used to give you some of the subscribers used to get unlimited storage. They've now reduced that. For this is cloud-based storage.
But reduced it to what?
Well, I mean, so you now can get 1 terabyte, which is a huge amount of online storage.
Many of us would be able to use that much.
And you got to wonder if there were just a few bad apples out there that were really just taking advantage of it.
Putting all their movies on.
Storing their entire movie library out there, you know. You got to wonder, you know.
Well, do you have to pay if you have extra storage now? I imagine they do. Is that... You would get a terabyte free?
It's really cheap. It's what? Yeah. $1.99
for, you know, for 200 meg gig or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. So it's still relatively cheap.
On
it's
top just, of the terabyte.
Right. Yeah. And that's a lot cheaper than going out and buying a couple terabyte hard drive.
And with most people, what they're doing now is they're just getting the Office for $5 or $6 a month, and it includes a terabyte of storage anyway. So.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that's what we're talking about. Yep. Right? That terabyte. So, mm-hmm. And, you know, Apple does the same thing with iCloud, but they only provide, I think it is 10 gigabytes free, something like that. And then you have to pay for after that. I know they charge my credit card 99 cents every month to get up to 20 gig. You know, it's like, okay, really?
You pay more for a monthly statement.
It's automatic
that, you know?
At least. I don't. It's automatic at least.
Well, guys.
And you know what's interesting? I will tell you this. My credit card company, if you have a charge, if your total charges for the month are less than $1, they just wipe it out. It's not worth sending the bill. So I haven't gotten a bill. Because I use a credit card that I don't use for anything else.
Well, we have a couple people who are waiting to get on the line with us, Maxine and Ruth, and we will get right back to you in just a moment. Folks, this is a question and answer marathon, which means that you're the star. Your questions are the most important thing for us. Give us a call, 800-859-0957. And just a quick reminder for you that this is in question and answer marathon today. You're the star. Your questions are the most important thing for us. You are our favored and honored guest today. The number is 800-859-0957. And let's go out to Maxine from Taylor. Maxine, welcome to the Internet Advisor.
Hello.
How can we help you?
Well, I wanted to load on Windows 10. But my computer is not running right, and I was just wondering if I should do that or try to get it fixed first.
Ah, so the question is, do you want to get you, if you're having problems with the computer, should you get it fixed first before you upgrade to Windows 10? Very good question. Or whether upgrading to Windows 10 will take care of things magically. What do you think, Shane?
Well, what's going on with the computer first? That will help a lot.
Maxine?
You know, we heard that tone. We may have
disconnected. Okay. We may have lost Maxine. We're going to put it on hold, okay, guys, and see if she's still there, Eric.
Call us back, man.
Yeah. Anyway, so the question is, what's the problem?
You know, it depends on what's going on. If she's having pop-ups or slow, or is it just not starting right, or is it restarting? There's a bunch of things that, you know, we need to know first.
Yeah.
But it is. When I do an upgrade on a computer to 10, I go through and do the basics. I make sure all the windows are you know, the updates are done. Mm. Make sure there's nothing standing out like viruses. I kind of uninstall any garbage software, and then so I can get a nice clean.
Yep, and then I always run a check disk or a disk check. Check the disk for errors. Yeah. You know, because I mean, the few times that I've heard of people attempting to update from Windows 8 or Windows 7 to mm-hmm. Windows 10 and it's failed, it's probably besides Gary's. But he had a...
it was different.
But that was a different problem. Yeah. It was a Microsoft issue. Was because they had disk errors.
Yeah. So, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm going to give you the biggest tip in the world for a safe, clean install. If you have a dedicated video card, like an upgraded video card, remove that video card first and allow just the standard onboard card to function, then do your update, and then install the card, because 9 out of 10 times you're going to get a fail.
Wow.
Okay, and this is for a desktop computer, not laptops.
Yeah, not laptop, desktop.
That's
desktop
an excellent point. You know, I've heard a lot of people say that, Shane.
That's very important. Repeat that again, because I think it's a very important point.
If you have a large desktop computer that has a dedicated graphics card, usually it's an upgraded graphics card, go ahead and remove that graphics card out first of the system.
Unplug it, literally.
Unplug it, restart it, let the Intel or the onboard video take over, and then do the upgrade. Mm. And then once the upgrade is done, then install the card back in, and Windows 10 will redetect it.
I see. And again, do any updates, if there are any updates, can be done.
And again, this doesn't impact notebooks at all.
Just desktops.
Oh, that's an excellent point, guys. Okay, good. Hey, let's go to Ruth from Westland. Hi, Ruth. How are you doing?
I was calling about Windows 10 and kind of getting an update from you guys.
Okay.
I know that you don't all have Windows 10, but maybe you've heard somebody that has, that's got some pros and cons since July. And the person that does have Windows 10, how's your experience been going forward now? You've had it a while.
You know, I think we all have Windows 10 and love it.
Yeah. My wife is using it. And
my whole family.
Yeah. We've had some problems there, but not terribly significant ones. Shane, you, of course.
I've had it from the beginning, beta tested it. Ruth, let me ask you, what are you using right now?
I'm using Windows 8.1 with the update on it.
See, now, if you would have said you were using XP, I would have said, you might have a little bit of a transition. But using 8.1 on Windows, you're going to smoothly go right into 10. It's going to be much better performance for you. You're going to find a lot of things where you're going to go, that's much better than Windows 8.1. I like that feature, and I like that feature.
Shane, so she probably has gotten a little request that says, please schedule your update. And, of course, when you schedule it, it happens right away.
Yeah.
But what it does is it does analyze your computer, right? So you want to go over that just a little bit, because it could be that something could be wrong. Something could be on her computer that wouldn't be compatible, and this will help her find that before she has to install it, right?
Correct. Yeah, okay. It's going to. There's that little icon that you see pestering in the bottom right corner to take yourself to Windows 10. If you click on it and go through that initial little process, what it does in the background, it does a quick scan of your drivers, your processor, your RAM. It kind of gives a little snapshot of your desktop or your laptop and decides, everything looks good. Let's go ahead with this, with the update. And the next scheduled update will do 10. And a lot of times it will do it automatically. You'll run that update and it'll be on there.
Ruth, when did you buy the computer that you have now that has 8.1 on it?
Well, I think it's about 2 years old. But you know what? While I was listening, I was thinking about something.
Yes.
When I get, I want to go to Win 10 particularly because I'm so tired of going back and forth between the start page and the desktop.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's a good reason. There's a lot of reasons to go to 10. That's a good one.
That's one of the best ones.
However, I've been hearing a few things. For instance, one thing I would like to know, the Windows Media Player, they still have that, do they?
It's called something else. I'm just blanking on it, right?
It's just movie. It's an app. You know, it plays movies. There's certain things that are gone. But you can find the app to replace those things.
Well, Shannon, our engineer,
can have Windows Media Player.
Yeah, she said that there is a Windows Media Player.
There's a movie player, yes.
Yeah, and there is a movie player, but there's a Windows Media Player as well. I just looked and I have it. So
yeah, they've changed the name on that thing several times.
Yes. You know?
Well, I mean it's also it's also like there isn't an icon or easily available icon for Internet Explorer. You have Microsoft Edge when you go upgrade, which is their browser. But all you have to do is in the search bars type in Internet Explorer, and it would find that icon for you in that application.
It's still the same blue E.
It's the same thing with the media player. You just have to type in Windows Media Player in the search bar.
There are a few things that I don't like about Edge. So I put Explorer back on. I use also Chrome, and I have Firefox, so I have all four. I don't use Edge very much anymore. I started to, and just there were a few things that I just didn't like about it.
I really miss the where I can put icons on my desktop. You know, like if I tile the Edge window and I want to drag that icon and create a shortcut on my desktop, Edge doesn't have that ability.
Yeah.
Google Chrome does. Internet Explorer does. Because, I mean, that's or I could drag it that into my favorites or my title bar, and Edge doesn't have that ability.
But you can put
it. That's one of the things that I missed.
Yes, yes.
But I saw with Jenny's computer, and my wife Jenny is the one who has Windows 10, you do get to put that logo, or the icon rather, into the launch bar.
Into the bottom.
That strip along the bottom.
Yeah, you can also create shortcuts for your desktop through Edge, but it's a pain. It's tricky.
Really?
Ruth, was there anything else that you wanted to ask?
Just a couple of quick things.
Sure.
The only reason I brought up the Windows Media Player, or whatever it's called these days, is that when I got my 8.1, I started to play the music player, and it wouldn't play. It said, I need codecs, and you have to go buy them. And so anyway, I got some codecs, and it played fine. Well, I like MIDI music as well. There's a lot of original music and so on and so forth. And Windows wouldn't play that either. So this is the interesting part. So I went ahead and I got a MIDI player so I could play those files, those MIDI files. And when I did that, for some reason or other, the Windows Media popped up and started playing it no problem. Sounds to me like it took the codecs from the from the MIDI player that I installed.
You know, Ruth wrote us an email, and that was going to bring that up to Shane before the commercial break and actually talk about this if we missed any callers, Ruth. So thank you for calling. And I would suspect that. So if this application actually obeyed the Microsoft rules and how applications should store their files and register their files, then yes, once a codec is installed, then that application...
Any can use it.
And anything.
Codec is a generic piece driver. Driver that all those different... Whoever was the one that installed it first, they're the ones that brought it to the party. Now the rest are going to use it.
Right.
Yeah, and I don't think, Ruth, by the way, you need to buy them. I'm thinking of a package like Keylight.
I didn't buy them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was just going
to...
If you had a Mac, you had to buy
it.
I got you.
So you can get almost all of them for free.
Yeah.
There may be one or two out there, but you there's always a free one available.
But you have to be careful when you download them because codecs is one of those things where viruses and Trojans can
be embedded
down there.
We talked about that last week. Maybe when we come back after the break. Ruth, thank you so much for being with us.
Great questions.
Have a great weekend. Ed, is to talk a little bit, just kind of refer again to what are poison downloads and how to watch out for them as well.
Good idea.
Back, we've got Carrie and Mike and your call as well. Let me repeat our phone number again because today's show is a special one in that it's a listener marathon where you guys, all of you out there who are listening, get to ask a question about your computer, about getting on the internet or getting around it, whatever problem you may be having. We have a great group of techs here in studio, Gary Baker, Ed Riddell, and Shane Hamlin, ready to answer your questions. And Bill from Lincoln Park will be getting to you in just a moment. Again, that number is 800-859-0957. Don't let the time run out before you answer your questions, all right? Let's go to Carrie in Windsor. Welcome, Carrie. How are you doing? Hello, Carrie.
How's Entourage doing today?
We're doing very well. Thank you very much. Glad to have you with us here from south of the border.
That's right. That was a Jeopardy question.
Yeah, and then it was a good one, too. This is the only place in the U.S. where Canada is south of the border.
That's correct.
How can we help you?
Well, back in September, I clicked on that little message where it said, click here to upgrade to Windows 10. So I did.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, things were a little different, which I was used to my Windows 7.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened, now, ever since I changed the Windows 10, when I turned my laptop on, I got the little circles in the center of the screen, and then they stop. And then I shut off my computer again. I shut my computer off, I turn it back on, and then it starts up with no problems. And then it has a little jingle, and it has the picture of the coast and stuff like that. But right now, I turn my computer on, and right now it's frozen with the four little blue screen window panes, and the little dots in the center just stopped.
Okay, and this is happening on a regular basis since you upgraded to Windows 10. Okay.
Now, when you power off and power on, doesn't Windows 10 prompt you or challenge you to run the Windows Startup Repair?
No.
Does not. Shane, do you think that would be applicable in this point where he can possibly use the Microsoft tool to... there's a way of forcing it in Windows 10 so that the next time you reboot, you can force it to provide that menu And I'm going to have to look that up. I haven't had an opportunity to do that because usually I use the Windows USB stick and run the startup repair tool. Do you think that would help in this instance?
I have a funny feeling it's something to do with the driver.
Okay.
Hanging up when it's, because yeah, usually when you have like the Windows logo and you have the circle, that's normally they're loading the drivers. So something, some driver somewhere, it could be a plugged-in device like an external hard drive or a laptop that, or a printer that's doing that as well. Usually what I like to do when I have those kind of situations, I eliminate things. If I've got a printer plugged in, I pull that off. If I've got a hard drive plugged in or a thumb drive, I pull that out. If I have a video card, I pull that off.
Mm.
You know, there's certain things that I like to do and check and see. You can also, check and see if you're, the event viewer log and see if there's anything kicking up in there. It may.
Yeah.
How would you get to the event viewer in Windows 10?
Oh, go to your start and put event viewer.
There you go. Just type in event viewer and it'll let you know what it is.
Sorry, what? Go to start and hit what?
Oh, you know your little, now your new Windows 10 little search bar at the bottom?
Yep.
Just look for event viewer in there and see if you can find, it'll pull it up and you'll see some, errors. You can search for errors and logs and all kinds of different events that happen through a Windows process and see if maybe there's some drivers that are showing some issues or something like that. I think Ed found out how to force it into repair.
Not yet. Okay. But once you're an event viewer, you look for Windows logs and then you go into the system underneath Windows logs. And then that is when you can scroll through, and there's going to be a gazillion lines in there, and most of them are just informational. Mm-hmm. What you're looking for is the red marks on the left-hand column, which are saying, there's an error that happened, and then you're not going to be able to probably discern what's going on. But usually, when you double-click on that event, that error or that warning, it gives you the ability to send a message to Microsoft that says for error log for Microsoft help. And then that'll launch you and take you to Microsoft's website, and Microsoft will attempt to provide you what that error means. It's a very cumbersome process. Mm-hmm. So what I like to do is use timestamps. So if you power up your computer and you actually get the spinning and then it stops, make a note of the time your watch. Synchronize your watch to the computer watch. Or the computer clock. And then when you go into the event viewer, you look for approximately that time. And you're going to have to scroll down and use the page down and hit several until you could find where you see that there's a, the
time.
The time.
It, yeah.
And it says something like the date at 6:24 and 20 seconds. And all of a sudden the time changes to 6:23 or 6:26 after the reboot. You know?
So that'll give you, that's an indicator of it. Is there an automatic repair, though, for startup?
Well, yeah. When you usually when it crashes or you forcefully shut your computer off, the next time it starts up, it'll give you that option to do a repair.
But it hasn't been doing that for you,
no,
has
because
it?
I think.
Kerry?
No, it hasn't. It just freezes there.
Well, how about when I don't always recommend this, but if you absolutely have to force it, you can always just shut your computer off and see if it comes up that way. Just hit the power, hard boot it, shut it off. Then usually we'll come back with that option. But also, when's the last time you did a full Windows 10 check for updates?
You mean like a virus scan?
No, like Windows 10, like a Windows update.
Oh, I actually did one this morning.
And did it find any updates or anything like that?
It just said, click here for updates, and It said that the Windows Defender was being updated, and that's all it was.
Sometimes an update will do that work. It causes it to hang like that. How long have you, what's the longest you've ever just let it sit there hung?
Well, actually, before I called you guys, I turned it on.
Yeah.
And until I got on the air, I just let it sit there, and then I turned it off while we were talking. And then when I hit the power on button again, I get a black screen where it says invent. And I have an HP computer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it started going into the, changed, the background turned into a blue screen, and the dots started circling, and then I got the jingle, and then it currently says 4:40, Saturday, 7 November, with a nice little...
Yeah, you're in.
You're in. Yeah. Okay.
There's a couple things I can recommend. One is, just let it sit there. Let it sit there and see how long it takes. It might work itself out. Two is, you know, look at your vent log and see if there's anything out there that, you know, shows a, you know, sore thumb or red X. It'll give you an idea what maybe the air is.
And I can't read this quick enough while we're on the air, but there are two ways to get to the Windows startup repair tool. So you can go to the Microsoft site, and they actually tell you how to create a Windows 10 installation media, right? As if you're installing it. So you can actually boot off that USB drive, and within that bootable USB drive that Microsoft allows you to create, you have the ability to run the startup repair.
Okay.
The other one is, of all things, go to YouTube and basically go Windows 10, how do I boot in safe mode or advanced startup options, or Windows 10 advanced startup options, and you'll have a step-by-step instructions on YouTube. I haven't been able to watch the video quick enough because, you know, I've never really thought about how do I force Windows 10 to do a startup.
Well, Kerry, those are some avenues for you to take and to do some experimenting on. We'll do the same thing on our end to see if we can come up with some answers as well. Thanks for giving us a call, Kerry.
Okay, thanks for your time, guys.
Oh, you're very welcome. All right, again, the number is 800-859-0957. Let's jump out to Bill in Lincoln Park. Bill, welcome to the Internet Advisor. How can we help you?
Yeah, this is Bill from the great city of Lincoln Park.
All right.
Yeah. I have a computer here that I'm a new one, and I'm needing to get some kind of a you know, virus and all that other kind of stuff. And I'm finding that in the customer care purchasing and all that deal, that it's really low ball, and I'm trying to think: is there some reputable company out there? I mean, it has a great system to protect your computer. Plus, when you call up, you don't get a bunch of jerks.
Yeah, I know, it's kind of a crapshoot, I think they used to call that. Which craps, by the way, is with the dice. It's kind of a
not in this case.
But it's hard to find some reputable. So let's talk about what are guys some reputable. First of all, Shane, you got a company like Shane's where you can go to a business, and it is on the other side of the city from you. But look for a good, talk to your friends, get a good local reputable computer shop that you can take it to,
yeah,
where people are trusting.
You can find local shops either through Yelp, look at the reviews. Reviews and what people say about a store and how long they've been there really means a lot. Yelp is a big one that will go out there, and you can read those reviews. And, you know, your Better Business Bureau, check with them. They'll have a list. We have a list of techs on our site.
Well, I'm not looking for a store. I'm looking for a company like Semantics,
yes,
or Bit Defender.
Yeah. Well, what we're going to do is I'm going to put you on hold, and when we come back, we'll give you some more thoughts on this as well. All right, Bill? We're talking about companies that are good. He's looking for a good protection system for his computer as well. That's the kind of thing we're looking for. We'll be back in just a moment for your question. Let me take a moment to thank Shannon Mailing and Eric Dorch, the folks who are behind the glass helping us to run this program. Thank you very much for your help. And by the way, we have a whole other half hour from 5 until 5:30 for you folks here who are listening to us on WJR before we head into the pregame for Michigan State University's football game against Nebraska tonight. We're going to have another whole half hour for you to call in at 800-859-0957. So your time won't run out at the top of this hour. We'll have another whole half hour. And Robert from Warren will be with you in just a moment, but we want to go back for just a quick bite here with Bill from Lincoln Park. Bill, what computer are you running right now?
Oh, it's an Asus.
Okay, and the program, operating system. What is the operating system you're running right now?
Oh, that's the Windows. Windows 8.1.
Windows 8.1. Okay. Well, with Windows 8.1.
Well, Bill, you know, I'm being totally honest with you, Bill. You might as well take that 8.1 to 10. Let's be, you know, realistic here. Get that to Windows 10.
I want to do that, but what I want to do first is protect my computer.
Yep, well, I'm going to give you a little bit of advice. Windows 8.1 has antivirus built into it in the background for you.
Called Windows Defender.
Windows Defender's there.
Well, unless it was provided by someone and they installed McAfee or Norton on there. And if you and I actually prefer, and you do too, right? So you uninstall this free provided antivirus. And when you do, Microsoft just says, we see you don't have antivirus.
They kick in.
And, and it would you like us to turn on Windows Defender or Security Essentials? And so it automatically puts the Microsoft antivirus on there, thus possibly eliminating any upgrade issues you may have.
Yep.
Okay. I'm sorry, Shane.
No. Bill, do you have like Norton or McAfee on there now?
It came with that, but the thing has ran out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what the guys are saying essentially is, then you can just simply uninstall that, and the operating system will reinstall then the Windows protection, which, by the way, from what we understand, is excellent.
Yeah.
It's excellent.
It is good. It's, you know,
so I don't have to worry about getting worms and all that kind of stuff in the process.
Bill, let's be real. Let me tell you, your antivirus is only good as your internet search habits, okay? You know, it can only protect you to a certain point. You know, it's kind of that saying, you know, you go down a bumpy road and blow out a bunch of tires, you go to get your tires fixed, and then go right back down that road the next day. You know, it's not the tire company's fault. It's not the antivirus fault. It's the user. So you got to be careful and watch your habits on what you're doing online. But, yeah, get rid of the Norton. Get rid of the McAfee. You don't have to pay for that stuff.
Right.
Windows 8.1 will not just – it won't install it, but it'll turn – on the Defender, because it's already there waiting in the background for you. And then once it's there, you know, just run a full deep scan on your Windows Defender, and if everything shows up nice and clean and green, go ahead and upgrade to Windows 10.
All right.
No, it's not actually, because I'm not a tech guy. See, I've seen that.
And that's the nice thing about this, by the way, is you don't have to be a tech guy, because they have built those protections in for you. And as far as we're telling you here, you can be completely confident and trust in the kind of protection you've got. But again, it's not a magic wand, as Shane has said. You've got to also be careful as you're out there and surf safely. So that's a big part of it, too. All right, I'm going to take, because I want to make sure we get this call in. Let's jump to Robert out in Warren. Robert, welcome to the Internet Advisor.
Hello, how are you guys doing?
Great, how can we help you?
I recently bought a refurbished computer that has Windows 7 Pro on it.
Okay.
And I'm getting notices to do updates, and there's 209 updates. And I'm wondering, is it necessary to do them? And if I try to do them, is it going to cause me problems?
That's a normal, you know what, Robert, when a company sells a refurbished computer and they load the refurbisher's OEM license of Windows 7 on a computer, what they're doing is they're loading that license and they're kind of packing up and handing it over to you. But somebody like myself, when I do that, I know that there's about 220 updates that need to be done first. And normally something like myself or my company, we'll run those updates first before we hand over that computer to you.
Yeah.
That's a normal thing. Right after Service Pack 1 on 7, you've got this mega update.
Yep.
And once that's done, you'll have one or two. Then you can kind of go from there to get you to 10.
Okay.
Yep. And I just did one of these last night. Same thing, 209 updates.
How long does it take to do all those updates?
209 is going to take you, I mean, it depends on your internet, of course.
And
but
how fast,
It should take you probably about an hour to 2 hours.
Okay. Oh,
that's about right. I went to bed.
I should do it then.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, but what I did on my computer is it was 11 o'clock last night, and I set the power settings in the computer when it's plugged in to never go to sleep, so that I didn't have to work, you know, because it's usually like 30 minutes when it's powered.
Mm-hmm.
And I changed it to say never, and then I went to bed and ran those updates, and I woke up this morning, and it rebooted, and everything was fine. Because you really don't want it to shut down at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, and you wake up and you're going, no!
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Robert. Glad to be able to help you with that. Yeah, exactly.
Updates.
That horrible feeling when you come in and find out that the power is shut off in the middle of an update. Yeah. Oh, it's a gruesome feeling. Folks, again, I just want to remind you, the number to call is 800-859-0957. We're coming up very close to the top of the hour when we're going to have a break for the news, et cetera. But when we come over on the other side of that, after Mike Brennan gives us his MI Tech News headlines, our phones are going to be open then for your questions. We'd love to hear from you then.
Okay, so we had a caller a couple times ago that Shane and I both recommended that he runs the Windows Advanced Startup Troubleshooting.
Mm-hmm.
And you do that by going to Control Panel and then Troubleshooting, and then you select Recovery, and then and the recovery is at the bottom left. And then it, Microsoft does not make these things easy. You got to wonder, you know. And then it says there's a little something you can click on that says, if you are having problems with your PC, go to settings and try resetting it. Well, of course, but you click on that. And then you go to the next page, and you have the ability to select advanced startup and then restart now. You know, come on, Microsoft. Yeah. So you want to force your computer to do advanced startup repair. They should just it should be its own control option, panel entry. I'll see if I can write this up and put it in the toolkit. And, you know, something in the toolkit or a command line and or something like that.
And we should tell you, folks, that what's going to happen, by the way, is that we are going to be publishing for you, if you haven't done this before with us, a podcast. That's the recording of our entire program. And you'll be able to go back and listen to precisely that recipe that Ed just gave for getting to that.
Attempted to give you.
That was a recipe, too. Boy.
And that will be available starting on Sunday night when you go back to internetadvisor.net. You'll be able to download that there. All right. We've got Charles and Bill on the line, and I think we have time. Let's try to get Charles in. Hello, Charles. Welcome to the Internet Advisor. How can we help you here?
Hi, yes. How are you all doing? I just tuned in the program while I was driving, first-time listener. Good. But again, as I was saying before, a friend of mine, he told me he downloaded the Windows 10, which is a free program, of course. And
yes.
I have downloaded it as well, but he said I should have waited because that's not a service pack, you know, prepared for that yet, being that it's new and you might run into a problem. So what
you
should
know,
I do?
That is a common thing that most people say is that don't upgrade until after Microsoft releases its first service pack so that all these little minor bugs and fixes come out. Shane, what do you think about that?
Well, I think Windows 10 was the main service pack for Windows 8.1. I mean, it's fixed.
Yes, that's true.
They've done everything they're going to do. They're going to take the updates and things that they need, they found, through feedback from the customers, and they're going to leak those out through updates a little here and there. So there won't be a big major update.
And we've all done it.
Yeah.
Yep. And
we
like
all
that.
Upgraded.
I like Shane's analogy. Windows 10 is a service pack for Windows 8.
Yeah.
And kind they've of, already kind done of, a massive upgrade to it as well. So if you're downloading it now, you're safe. You have that patch. Bill, I want you to hang on because coming around the corner after we do the news at the top of the hour, we'll be coming back and we'd love to take care of your problem out there. Again, our phone number is 800-859-0957. And we will be taking more of your calls after the news at the top of the hour, and we bring you MI Tech News with Mike Brennan. So please stay tuned. You're part of a special marathon question and answer period here on the Internet Advisor. Hope to hear from you at 800-859-0957.